Well, today the great feast of Pentecost marks the end of the season of Easter and the beginning, as the way it used to be called, the beginning of the time after Pentecost. You know, Pentecost used to be celebrated for an entire week, and then the rest of the weeks following was the time after Pentecost. So in a way, it's trying to express an idea that we should still have in mind today, which is that for the whole year, we're shining in the light of what the Lord has done through his death and resurrection, and what he has done by sending the Holy Spirit. And we can think of when we transition to from the red for the fire to the green, we can think of that as, you know, green as growth, right? And the growth spiritually that the Spirit should produce in us. There's one point that I would like you to take home today, one point that I want you to remember. You may have heard me say it before. Sometimes I say it to married couples who maybe seem like they don't really like each other anymore. The Holy Spirit does not get tired. The Holy Spirit does not get tired. He is as present and as strong today as he was on the day of your baptism, as he was on the day you made your vows for marriage, as he was on the day that you were confirmed, as he was on the day that I was ordained. He does not get tired. He is as present and as strong as he was on the day that he came and made the apostles speak in different languages and came down in tongues of fire and produced a mighty wind that had the whole town coming to see what was happening. And so if we feel like we're stagnant, if we feel like, well, where is that Spirit? Why don't I see these things happening today? It's not because he has gotten tired. It's not because he's weak. It's not because he's not present. It could be, well, for one thing, his presence is a little more invisible. Yes, of course, there are still miracles and visible ones. But for the most part, in matters of faith, his presence and his action is more subtle in acts of charity and witness and prayer and kindness. In another way, if we feel like, well, maybe we're not growing spiritually, again, I'll say it again, you'll get tired of me saying it, but the Holy Spirit does not get tired. If you feel like you're not growing spiritually, maybe it's because we're not listening to the Spirit. Maybe it's because we're not tapping in to the strength and the presence that the Holy Spirit has and offers us. The Spirit, of course, is the Spirit that unites the Father and the Son, that Spirit of love, the Spirit that was upon Jesus Christ fully and guided him and will guide us in our lives if we listen to him. This Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, the one that Jesus promised, that said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will send you another advocate. I will send you the Spirit of truth. And so we can look at that and say, yes, the Holy Spirit has been there through the history of the church, even though many of us in the church have not listened to the Spirit's voice. The Spirit is there and preserves the church as a whole in the truth. You know, we talk about the gift of infallibility, the promise that if we follow the teaching of the church, God promises that it will not lead us wrong. That's the presence of the Spirit that does that. The Spirit is present in the sacraments. You know, with each of the sacraments, during the Eucharistic prayer, you probably note at some point, I do this and I invoke the Spirit to change bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. In all the other sacraments, maybe you can notice it from now on, there is an invocation of the Holy Spirit, because we believe the Spirit is the one who makes the grace of Christ present in the sacraments, present in all the ways that we may grow in holiness. If you've been to a priestly ordination, you might notice that, there are different ways it can be done, but when the ordinations are about to happen, the whole congregation starts singing, Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus, over and over again for 10, 15, 20 minutes, however long it takes, come Holy Spirit. And so, remember, the Holy Spirit does not get tired. He is as strong and as present as he was at the very beginning, as he was when you were baptized, as he was when you first believed, and when you received all your sacraments. And so find some silence in your life to listen to him. Listen for his voice teaching you, maybe to give up some of the worldly ways and to follow the law of the Lord, to receive the sacraments, and to come closer to Jesus Christ, because that's what the Spirit is here to do. The Holy Spirit does not get tired.